Good morning, Junior. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. I'm fine, thanks.
Great to have you on the air, buddy.
Thank you. I've got a roofing question.
Yes.
I'm having a company re-roof my entire house. That's a tear-off job. There were two layers on there. There has never been any type of like roof vent or any venting at all installed, and I wanted to get some. I know I've heard you in the past talk about these turbine vents. My house faces west, and it seems like I've always got some kind of a breeze coming across the front of the house. I've told them I want to go with the LeManco vent that you mentioned on the front of my house. Now, they kind of balked at first. I guess most people don't like the looks of them, especially on the front of their house. I have two attics on the top floor of the house that are separated from each other at the ridge. There's sort of its own vent. It's vented on both sides. There's a small little vent right at the top peak of the ridge. On each side, there's a vent going across the top of the house.
Okay.
If I put this turbine vent on the front and it's separated from the attic on the back, is it okay to go with a separate style of vent on the back? I don't think the turbine vent would work very well on the back of the house, being as it does face east, and you know most of our weather comes west to east. It just seems like it's not going to get much of a breeze back there, so I thought about going with just that mushroom-style vent on the back of the house and then the turbine vent on the front. Am I going to have any luck with that, or do I need to change my plans?
I would change the plans. I think you would be surprised. There's no doubt on the back of the house. When the wind is going to hit that roof at a 90-degree angle,
yes,
you're going to get a little bit of a dead zone right off the ridge because of a Venturi effect that's created. Like if you can actually see the wind, you know, hitting the thing towards the top of the roof on the back side, there's kind of a dead zone, you know, where there's not a lot of air movement.
Okay.
But as you go farther down that back roof, believe me, there's plenty of wind to turn that turbine.
Okay.
And the LeManco, because of the stainless steel bearings, et cetera, it doesn't take much breeze to get it to start to spin. So I would absolutely put two of them on, one in the front, one in the back. Now, what you want to do is make sure, have they already started the job or are they getting ready to do it?
They're getting ready. They're coming today.
Okay. Well, make sure you go buy an extra bundle of shingles.
Okay.
You know, or hopefully they're going to have a bundle left over and store those away, you know, in a cool part of your house, like the basement.
Okay.
And the reason why is, let's assume that down the road, you go to sell the house and somebody says, you know, what is that ugly thing on the front of the house? What is
right.
up with that, you know?
Yeah.
And you go, well, it's this really effective turbine vent that Tim Carter said to put in.
Right.
And then people say, I don't care. It's ugly. And your answer would be, well, you know what? If you don't want it in, I can hire a person to get rid of it and re-roof the area in 30 minutes or less.
That's a great idea.
You know, because I'm just telling you, I could do it that quickly. In other words, if you said to me, Tim, I've got a turbine vent that's in it. I'm talking about as long as the roof's not this monster steep-pitched roof, you know, that we have to spend an hour, you know, getting up there and setting up. But
right.
if it's a relatively flat roof that we can walk on.
I think they said it's a 10 pitch.
Yeah, that's kind of steep. But, I mean, you know, we could, let's just assume that we could get up there fairly quickly, even if we just leaned a ladder up there, you know.
Right.
And I worked off a ladder. In 30 minutes or less, I will have the turbine vent off the roof. I'll have the roof patched with proper wood, and I will have the shingles patched, and I'll be down and driving away.
Okay.
You know, so, but the problem is if you don't have the shingles, it's going to be a little tough.
Right.
So anyway, so.
Is the venting that I, now it's a Cape Cod, okay? And like
yes.
Say across the top of the ridge, is the venting sufficient? I didn't elect to go with a ridge vent just because it's already vented at the very peak of the roof. Is that going to be sufficient just to go with the norm there that I
yeah, well, here's what's happening. I'm starting a few years back. I mean, when they came out, I mean, they've been out for years.
Right.
The ridge vents for years were just, I think the marketing hype is far more than the performance of the product.
Okay.
I'll just be honest with you. I mean, you know what? There's no doubt that leaving that opening up there works, but a lot of times the ridge vents aren't installed correctly, and it's a static vent is what it is, meaning it only really works when you've got wind blown across the roof.
Sure.
Okay. Well, the turbine vents, in my opinion, they are indeed static to a degree, but once the wind's blowing, because of the spinning vent, it's actually motorized. In other words, the wind becomes the engine that is really sucking the air out of the attic space.
Okay.
And you get far more air out of the attic with these turbine vents than you would with either the mushroom vent or the ridge vent, or even the old-fashioned, the old triangular vents at each end of the gable. So,
right.
You know, those are just same thing. Those are just traditional old static vents. So
that's what I've got.
And they're okay. I mean, you can't have too much ventilation. If you want to see how to really ventilate a house, go down south and see how they ventilate chicken houses where they actually grow chickens. You know, the whole end of the building is open. I mean, it's just, it's ventilated.
I see.
Because the chickens can't tolerate heat. So you just can't put enough ventilation in a roof.
And one of the turbine vents on the front and one on the back is sufficient, you think?
Yes, especially for a smaller Cape Cod, if it's the type I'm thinking about.
Okay.
That would be plenty.
Thanks very much.
But just remember, for them to really, really work well, they need to have that intake air. In other words, you need to have air coming in the lower part of the roof.
Yeah, they're going to put a starter vent in.
Yeah, you've got to have place so that they can just vacuum the air right through the attic space.
I see. Okay,
all right.
Thanks very much.
Okay, well, Junior, thanks for calling, buddy, as usual.
Bye.
Have a great day. All right, bye.